This is 89.1 WEMU, and a happy new year to you. Hope you had a great New Year's Eve. I'm David Fair, and welcome to the first edition of Cinema Chat of 2026. Glad you could stop by and spend some time with us. And when I say us, I'm sitting alongside Nick Aldering. Nick is the programming director at the Marquee Arts, who brings you all the movies you see at the Michigan and State Theaters. And we're always glad to have you along, Nick, and a Happy New Year to you.
Likewise, Happy New Year to you, too, David.
Hope you had a peaceful evening.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's been a great holiday so far, enjoying some time with family. And, likewise to you.
Well, certainly. In bed by 9 o'clock. Yeah. That's the way New Year's Eves go for me. But I love them. I love them. So let's talk about 2025 before we move into 2026. Mm-hmm. We're about to enter into award season, which is going to be all sorts of promotions, and some of the movies that will be nominated will come back. But what were some of your favorites that you brought to the Michigan and State Theaters over the course of the year?
Well, probably my favorite film of the year was One Battle After Another. That was from Paul Thomas Anderson. And that was a film that you watch it and you think, this is going to hold up so well. This is one of those movies that when it's on TV, you sit down, you watch it for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden your afternoon is gone. It was such a thrilling film. But, you know, there are some really, really great films from this year. Hamnet, of course, at the State Theater has been very terrific. Wake Up Dead Man, the latest from Rian Johnson in the Knives Out series. That was one of my favorites of the year. It's been a really, really great year for filmmakers to return to the cinema after some time away and really come with something that, you know, did not disappoint, really made the wait worth it.
And I'm glad it did. And I, from a business standpoint, how was the movie year in 2025, given all of the great films that did come out?
It was, you know, it had its ups and downs, certainly. But overall, not disappointed with the way the year went. What we saw in 2025 was normalcy returned to the theater in many ways. Some films, you know, were highly anticipated would come out, and they flopped. But like I said, there were films like One Battle After Another that really got people in the doors for. You can see trends coming back. You can, like, the award season, you know, people turn out. The summer, people turn out. In the spring, it can get a little slow. But as for this post-COVID era that we are in,
it was a return to normal.
Yeah, there was a very erratic behavior from audiences coming to the theater, but it was more normal. It was a very much more normal year than we've seen in the past 5 years.
And as you project out for 2026, does this look to be a better business year as that sense of normalcy settles back in?
I definitely think so. Things are trending upward, and there's some really, really great films coming out in 2026. Spielberg's Disclosure Day, you know, when Steven Spielberg is back with a movie, you can expect great things. Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey is going to be one of those great epics that bring people back to the theater.
Oh, that was the book that almost made me drop out of high school.
Aaron Sorkin is coming back with a film, The Social Reckoning. There's a really great book called Project Hail Mary that is being adapted into a film that I think will be very, very popular. And of course, there's a new Avengers film. There's a new Spider-Man film.
There's going to
be some great stuff to see in the new year.
Well, a lot to look forward to. But as we continue our conversation today, let's talk about what we can look forward to in our very immediate future. Opening this weekend, there's a movie called The Plague, which I've heard nothing about. What can you tell me?
This is opening this Friday in multiplexes. This is a psychological drama thriller that premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in 2025 about a socially awkward tween who endures the ruthless hierarchy at a water polo camp that spirals into psychological turmoil over the summer. And this is from writer-director Charlie Pollinger and starring Joel Edgerton.
All right. Well, there you go. The Plague. And then there's Peter Hujar's Day.
Yeah, that is opening this Friday at the State. This was a premiere of the 2025 Sundance Film Festival. Set in 1974, conversation between photographer Peter Hujar and Linda Rosenkrantz sheds light on New York's vibrant downtown own art world and the introspective journey of an artist's life. And this is from director Ira Sachs and starring Ben Whishaw and Rebecca Hall.
You know, Rebecca Hall is one of those character actors who goes unnoticed a lot.
Yes.
But every time she's in a movie, she just shines.
That is right. And yeah, Ben Whishaw as well. People may know him. He played Q in the new Bond films.
Okay.
A very, very terrific dramatic actor as well.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Nick Aldrink. And once again, we wish you a happy new year and glad you could spend a little time with us today. Some special screenings. That's going to continue throughout the course of the year, both the Michigan and the state. And that includes something that people can see today that is in the heart of all of us.
Yeah, we're starting the new year off with one of the best films of all time, The Wizard of Oz, the 1939 film. That is today at 1:30 at the Michigan Theater. Judy Garland stars as young Dorothy Gale and her dog Toto, who are swept away by tornado from their Kansas farm to the magical land of Oz to embark on a quest with three friends to see the wizard who can return her to her home and fulfill the other's wishes. And of course, we've been talking a lot about Wicked, and so that's why we're putting this one back on the big screen.
As you should. I think The Wizard of Oz is something that maybe you don't seek it out every year if you've seen it so many times, but if you come across it, you won't turn it off for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
And to see it on the big screen, well, that's something spectacular. If you've never seen it that way, the special effects from that era are spectacular on the big screen.
Oh, yeah, and that Technicolor is just amazing to see. And this film has been restored a few times, but that grandeur is just, it holds up so well.
Well, don't get mad at me, but I missed the first four Stranger Things, but Stranger Things 5 is coming around.
Yeah, the finale. This is that'll be today at 4:30 at the Michigan Theater. In the fall of 1987, Hawkins is scarred by the opening of the rifts, and our heroes are united by a single goal, find and kill Vecna. To end this nightmare, they'll need everyone, the full party, standing together one last time. And this is a Netflix series that has been with us for going on, I don't know, 8 years or so. And we are finally seeing the end of it, highly anticipated it is.
Well, what a fun way to see it, though, on the big screen instead of on your couch, you know? Just a better way to do it and enjoy it with others around you. I'm so glad that the Late Night Classic series will continue throughout 2026, and you are touching my heart by bringing the Blues Brothers back.
Yeah, this will be tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan Theater. Throughout January, we're going to be celebrating buddy comedies, and I can't think of a better buddy comedy than this one. Jake Blues, played by John Belushi, rejoins his brother Elwood, played by Dan Aykroyd, after being released from prison, but the duo has just days to reunite to their old R&B band and save the Catholic home where the two were raised, outrunning the police as they tear through Chicago. Of course, director John Landis, also starring Carrie Fisher, John Candy, and Henry Gibson, and powered by the greatest blues, soul, and R&B artists of all time. Aretha Franklin's in this one, James Brown, Cab Calloway, Ray Charles, John Lee Hooker, and many more.
I have a personal connection to this movie in that my parents were vacationing in Chicago while they were filming this. They did not know that they were witnessing the filming of a movie.
Oh, yeah.
And when 100 or so police cars were rushing through the streets of Chicago, they thought something awful had happened.
Yeah.
Of course, turns out just to be John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, and really one of the best car chases of all time at the end of this film.
Indeed. Yeah. And then coming up on Friday, Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion.
Yes, this is from 1997, about two dim-witted, inseparable friends played by Mia Sorvino and Lisa Kudrow hit the road for their 10-year high school reunion and concoct an elaborate lie about their lives in order to impress their classmates.
Well, there's a couple of good choices for the late night classic series, and again, I'm glad that's going to continue. A series that you introduced in 2025 is the Art House Revival series. Is that going to run through 2026 as well?
Absolutely. And in January, we're celebrating Shakespeare adaptations. We had such a great success with the film Hamnet, so we're putting Shakespeare stage to screen, and we're starting with Throne of Blood from 1957. This will be Tuesday, January 6th at 7 o'clock, from director Akira Kurosawa, who adapted Shakespeare's Macbeth with this one. It's about a war-hardened general egged on by his ambitious wife, works to fulfill a prophecy that he would become Lord of Spider's Web Castle and starring Toshiro Mifune.
Well, that's great. That's great. And I'm so glad to hear that that's a series that will continue throughout the year. Well, there are some movies that we're playing in 2025 that have enough legs to start the new year off on the screen as well.
Yeah, The Secret Agent is now playing at the Michigan. This is a great Brazilian film that came out at the end of the end of 2025. Song Sung Blue, one of the great Christmas Day releases, will be continuing at the Michigan. Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson star as musicians in a Neil Diamond tribute band. And Marty Supreme, another of our Christmas Day releases, is now playing at the State, starring Timothée Chalamet and Gwyneth Paltrow. A 1950s ping pong drama.
You don't get to say that many times in life, do you?
No, but I love to say it.
Well, that's great. Well, Nick, I'm so glad that we get to embark on a new year together. Thank you so much for all you've done over the years, and I look forward to a productive 2026. Likewise.
Thank you so much, David.
That is Nick Alderink. He is the programming cinema manager at Marquee Arts and my co-host for Cinema Chat. You hear Cinema Chat every Thursday right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti.